ప్రవిశ్యంతి ఏ విద్యాముపాసతే తతో భూయ ఇవ తే తమో యౌ విద్యాయాగం శ్రతాః.
65 సెకండ్ పారాగ్రాఫ్.
అకార్డింగ్ టు భగవద్గీత 2.42 7.15, మిస్టేకన్ ముండెన్ ఎడ్యుకేటర్స్ ఆర్ నోన్ యాజ్ వేదవాదరత అండ్ మాయా అపర్త జ్ఞాన. దే మే ఆల్సో బి ఎథిస్టిక్ డిమాండ్స్ ది లోయెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ మెన్. దోస్ హు ఆర్ వేదవాదరత పోజ్ దెమ్సెల్ఫ్ వెరీ learned in the Vedic literature, but unfortunately they are completely diverted from the purpose of the Vedas. In the Bhagavad Gita 15.15 it is said that the purpose of Veda is to know the personality of Godhead, but these Vedavadarata men are not at all interested in the personality of Godhead. On the contrary, they are fascinated by such fruitive results as the attainment of the heavens.
The Vedas are very voluminous. They are so huge that at least in Kali Yuga there can be no one person who can say that he has read all of them. It's not possible. And because they are so vast in their scope, it's very easy to get diverted. And therefore those people who, first of all, do not take the help of acharyas, this is their first obstacle, first mistake. Reading such a big collection of literature, they say there is no ultimate purpose in this. Now, what is the indirect meaning of saying that there is no one purpose of Vedic literature? What does it infer? What does it mean? They are made for all class of men. What I am trying to understand is, when somebody accuses the Vedas as having no ultimate purpose, no one goal, what does he want to say? Yes, you can screw out any meaning whatever you want. Anything else? Their desires? Sorry? No, that is not connection here. What I am saying is, we are trying to understand the mentality of these offenders. One is that, what did you say? Yeah, you can take as many opinions as you want from them. It's an insult to the intelligence of God that somebody has given so many pieces of information ultimately to serve no purpose. As in many times in his lectures, Prabhupada would say, if the Vedic literature is mythology, this is an insult to the intelligence of Vedavyas, that he is such a personality of his caliber, spending so much of his time and energy to produce something like mythology. Of course, this may appeal to only those who have some respect for Vedavyas. Those who have no respect for Vedavyas, we have to go even lower. So, how do we understand that somebody is a just a superficial Vedavadrata or somebody is a genuine follower of Vedic culture or Vedic way of life? The first hint is given here. These people, the last line of first paragraph says, they are fascinated by such fruitive results as the attainment of heaven. So this is the first sign of somebody with a sick mind. That he has read Vedic literature, but all he wants to do is go to the heavenly planets. Kamatmana swarga para bhogeshwarya gatim prati క్రియా విశేష బహుళాం, వాట్ కామాత్మనా స్వర్గపర జన్మ కర్మ ఫలప్రదాం, క్రియా విశేష బహుళాం భోగేశ్వరే గతిం ప్రతి. సో ఎనీవన్ హూ రీడ్స్ ద వేదాస్ అండ్ సేస్ దట్ ద గోల్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ టు జస్ట్ గో అండ్ ఎంజాయ్ ద హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్, హి కమ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ కేటగిరీ. రీడ్ సెకండ్ పారాగ్రాఫ్, గోపిచన వల్ల ప్రభు. క్వశ్చన్? ఎస్. I started with a statement that why somebody would say that the Vedas have no ultimate purpose when he has read everything. The reason is, first of all, he is not taking guidance from acharyas, and as given here, he is attached to the heavenly planets going there. So therefore, he doesn't feel that there is one single purpose in all these books. But Krishna says, Vedasya sarver ahameva vedyo. There is a verse by Madhvacharya which says that four Vedas, Puranas, Ramayan, Mahabharat, Hari Sarvatra Giyate, they are all meant as vehicles or modes of glorification of Lord Hari. That's the only thing. I'm reading the first canto of Bhagavatam. There Prabhupada says, this is the Narad Muni and Vyas conversation, some of the last verses. That Krishna is there in Mahabharata. Krishna's miracles are equally powerful in Mahabharata also. But because its purpose is not to glorify Krishna in a very direct way, even though people read Krishna's miracles, how he saved Draupadi, how he gave that feeling of satisfaction to Durvas Muni, they just feel he's just like so many other characters. So this mistake won't happen when you read Srimad Bhagavatam. From 1st to the 12th canto, you find only Krishna being glorified. So that is one reason why, even after glorifying Krishna in all the Vedic literatures, Narada Muni told him, do something where only Hari is glorified. Enough of indirect preaching. Direct preaching karo abhi. Yes. Gopijan Valla Prabhu.
As stated in the mantra 1, we should know that the personality of Godhead is the proprietor of everything, and that we must be satisfied with our allotted portion of the necessities of the life. The purpose of all the Vedic literature is to awaken this God consciousness in the forgetful living beings. And this same purpose is presented in various ways in the different scriptures. Of the word for the understanding of a foolish mankind. Thus the ultimate purpose of all religion is to bring one back to Godhead.
So if you want to know whether a religion is bogus or a religion is genuine, what is the standard? How do we test? What is the test of a religion? Awaken God consciousness and how to know God, how to love God, love God. What else? It should be given by God. Dharmam Shastra Bhagavat Pranitam. If any religion says by this, doing this, you can become permanently happy in this material world, it's bogus. This is the test of a genuine acharya also. If he's teaching his followers that ultimately you have to give up this material place, then it's genuine. There can be some high and low in their teachings, but not necessarily in them, in their teachings. For example, a kindergarten teacher, a lady who teaches in KG, and a PhD professor, obviously you will say this PhD professor is very superior. But there can be one way in which this kindergarten teacher also may be superior. Anyone knows? You may say, how can she be? She's only teaching A, B, C, red, green, blue, Baba, black sheep. What is that compared to PhD level? Yes. My question is there any way or is there any possibility that this kindergarten teacher may be superior to the PhD teacher, PhD guide? Huh? What? No, not in that sense superior.
The kindergarten teacher, she may have to have more tolerance in dealing with the children, so that PhD student might have like that.
Okay, good try. He is saying that kindergarten teacher has a tougher job. Her students don't want to learn. For a PhD guide, there is already so much desire. So, this possibility is there. The art of teaching may be more prominent in the kindergarten teacher, the art of teaching. So, we need not judge someone by the teaching he has given or she has given. So, that is the ultimate purpose of test of all religion. Whether he teaches his followers to remain here, make this a permanent settlement, then gone. Then whatever you teach is all coming in that same category. Okay. Gokulam Prabhu, read the next paragraph. We are discussing what is genuine religion. Prabhupada is saying here, the same purpose of religion is presented in various ways in different scriptures. So these various ways may be high and low. Various means there has to be high and low. But I just gave a side point that just because somebody is giving a lower quality of teaching, he may not be personally said to be on that lower category only. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, we need not evaluate their personal consciousness on the basis of their teachings. Yes, read.
But the Vedavadarata people, instead of realizing that the purpose of the Vedas is to revive the forgetful soul's lost relationship with the personality of Godhead, take it for granted that such side issues as the attainment of heavenly pleasure for sense gratification, the lust for which causes their material bondage in the first place, are the ultimate end of the Vedas. Such people misguide others by misinterpreting the Vedic literature. Sometimes they even condemn the Puranas, which are authentic Vedic explanations for laymen. The Vedavadaratas give their own explanations of the Vedas, neglecting the authority of great teachers, acharyas. They also tend to raise some unscrupulous person from among themselves and present him as the leading exponent of Vedic knowledge. Such Vedavadaratas are especially condemned in this mantra by the very appropriate Sanskrit words, Vidyayam Rataha. Vidyayam refers to the study of the Vedas because the Vedas are the origin of all knowledge, Vidya, and Rataha means those engaged. Vidyayam Rataha thus means those engaged in the study of the Vedas. The so-called students of the Vedas are condemned herein because they are ignorant of the actual purpose of the Vedas on account of their disobeying the Acharyas. Such Vedavadaratas search out meanings in every word of the Vedas to suit their own purposes. They do not know that the Vedic literature is a collection of extraordinary books that can be understood only through the chain of disciplic succession.
That worse still are those engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. This is the second line of translation. Worse still are those who are engaged in the culture of so-called knowledge. Prabhupada is explaining very clearly here that the Vedavadratas, instead of guiding people towards the ultimate end, they say that the attainment of heavenly pleasures for sense gratification is the ultimate end of the Vedas. They condemn the Puranas. That is the second sign. If anybody feels that this is Puranic literature, Puran means anybody can write anything. People feel Puran is something anybody can add to it, anybody can subtract to it. That's not true. And the most important thing here is the Vedvadratas give their own explanation of the Vedas, neglecting the authority of great teachers. That's the most, you can say, significant symbol of their offense. If you ask them, what do you think of this, what do you think of that, they say, we don't. Like there is a whole group of sadhus in North India, they call themselves Udasin. Why are they Udas? They don't want to follow any particular acharya. We are Udas. Pancha Nirmohi Akhara Bada Udasin. That means this fellow is the extreme among Udasins. And they have big, big pandals in Kumbh Melas. Dashnam Akhara Bada Udasin. And big, hefty people, you know. What they do? They preach from Kumbh Mela to Kumbh Mela. Very regularly. 10 years, 12 years they collect, they spend everything in Kumbh Mela. They give big, big lectures, they go on tractors, they give blessings to everybody. Even when nobody is seeing in their direction, still they are blessing everybody. So that's what they do. Vidyayam refers to the study of Vedas, because Vedas are the origin of all knowledge. But still, the so-called students are condemned because they are ignorant of the actual purpose of the Vedas on account of their disobeying the acharyas. This will be repeated many times. You disobey the acharyas. Such Vedvadataras search out meanings in every word of the Vedas to suit their own purpose. Like I told you, this if you read his books, Avjananti Mam Mudha Manushim Tanum Ashritam, he gives the exact opposite meaning of what Prabhupada gives. That those who are mudas, they worship him as a deity form. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam, Maja Mudmate. So Govinda should be worshipped by all mudas. See, this is how anybody can, for every verse, for a genuine meaning, you can give a corresponding nonsensical meaning. They say, yes, he told that all fools and rascals worship Govinda. So all those worshipping Govinda are fools and rascals. They do not know that the Vedic literature is a collection of extraordinary books that can be understood only through the chain of disciplic succession. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master in order to understand the transcendental message of the Vedas. That is the direction of the Mundak Upanishad 1-2-12. What is that? What is 1-2-12 Mundak Upanishad? The verse starts with Tad. Now you know. Tad Vigyanartham Sa Gurum Eva Abhigachet. Here Tad means spiritual matters. Tad vijnana artham, if you want practical knowledge about spiritual matters, vijnana artham, artham means which is valuable. Sa guru meva. It's a compulsion. You have to go to a guru only. Abhi gachet. That means they have to walk towards him. You have to go. That is the direction of the Mundaka Upanishad. These Vedvadatta people, however, have their own acharyas, who are not in the chain of transcendental succession. So there is one who do not believe in transcendental succession, and there is another bogus category who have their bogus succession. That means their guru has a guru, he has a guru, he has a guru, and that guru doesn't have a guru. Like there's those train tracks, that's my favorite way of understanding. There are 8 tracks, generally you find 3 of them ending with a stop sign. Train can't go if your train is on bad track, can't go any further. Thus they progress into the darkest region of ignorance by misinterpreting the Vedic literature. They fall even further into ignorance than those who have no knowledge of the Vedas at all. So just like with half knowledge, with no knowledge, If somebody has a wound, you may not harm him, but you may not cure him also. But with half knowledge, you may actually kill him. Nim hakim khatraye jaan. Nim mulla khatraye iman. Half doctor, nim hakim, half doctor, khatraye jaan. He can kill you. Nim mulla, a half priest. Khatraye iman, he may kill your faith. The Maya Pratagana class of men are self-made gods. Here's the interesting part. What? What is that? Nim Mulla, Nim Hakim. This is a Persian or Urdu mixture. It's a Sufi saying. The Maya Pratagana class of men are self-made gods. Such men think that they themselves are God and there is no need of worshipping any other God. They will agree to worship an ordinary man if he happens to be rich. Now Prabhupada is giving us some insight into the minds of these big acharyas. They will agree to worship an ordinary man if he happens to be rich, but they will never worship the personality of Godhead. Such men, unable to recognize their own foolishness, never consider how it is that God can be entrapped by Maya. His own illusory energy. If God were ever entrapped by Maya, Maya would be more powerful than God. Such men say that God is all powerful, but they do not consider that if He is all powerful, there is no possibility of His being overpowered by Maya. These self-made gods cannot answer all these questions very clearly. They are simply satisfied to have become God themselves. Aruya Krishrena Param Padam Tata Patanti adha. Uska pehla line kya hai? Vimukta maninas. Ye anne arvindaksha. Ye anne arvindaksha. Vimukta maninas. So manina, they themselves consider that they are liberated. So, this is the second class. First class is Vedavadrata. What are the indications of a Vedavadrata fellow? Thinking that heavenly planets is the ultimate goal. What is the next symptom? Condemn Puranas. And disobey with Acharyas. Also have their own Acharyas. Then, yes, own interpretation. Ignorant of actual purpose. What else? Yes. DS means disciplic succession. Well, that's the effect of all doing all this. This is how do we understand? किसी के सर पे तो लिखा होता नहीं दैट इज ए वेदवादरता. दे मे फील दैट दिस इज अ क्वालिफिकेशन दैट आई एम वेदवादरता. या नो, आई एम वेरी नाइसली एंगेज इन स्टडिंग द वेदास. एनी क्वेश्चंस अबाउट दिस? यस, गिव इट टू राधा वल्लभ प्रभु.
regarding disciplic succession, how to recognize these abadhuts or the Sufi saints, you said they are not in particular, you know, disciplic succession. So how to accept authority from such personalities?
What did I mention?
You said also Sufi saints, you know, some saying was there. Sufis are also accepted in to some extent.
I'll just make a correction. They are not exactly accepted. Prabhupada doesn't accept Chaitanya Chanakya Pandit as a big authority.
Okay.
Chanakya Pandit is a very staunch moralist, very staunch Brahmin, very intelligent fellow. So finally when devotees also started reading, understanding, and once they asked, is he a pure devotee, Prabhupada? No, Mayavadi. So Prabhupada didn't overly glorify him, and also he did not made him chiller, he is not important. No. He gave some good moral instruction.
What about the Abadhut? Like 11th canto we have this Abadhut Brahman, which telling about 24 gurus.
Okay. What about these Abadhuts who don't follow so-called, or they don't outwardly show any disciplinary succession following? Avadhut. What does it mean? Anyone knows? Pandit. What does Avadhut mean? Yes. What does Dhut mean? Avadhut is beyond Dhut. Beyond rules. Yeah, but beyond rules is his prerogative. What does Avadhuta mean? What does Dhuta mean? Cleansed. Ava means thoroughly. So this person is so thoroughly cleansed, pure, he doesn't have to follow, he doesn't need to follow. But that doesn't mean that there was this one fellow who used to drink chai, come to the Gita course Prabhupada was giving in Indore, Gita Society. And he would say, you get up early morning, you follow his rules, good for you. So, they used to learn something from him, go to Prabhupada, Prabhupada would clarify that. And Prabhupada said, ask him this, ask him that. So that would go back and forth, back and forth. Finally said, what about your bidi smoking? He said, I am Avadhut. It's very easy. It's very easy to imitate the behavior of a topmost person. It's very easy to become the lowest. The toughest part is the between part, middle part. So, how do we know who is a Avadhut in our line? Unless some of our acharyas themselves show. Like Gaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj is an Avadhut. Cooking rice in a human skull, drinking water from it, chanting Hare Krishna where everybody nearby is passing stool or has passed stool and the stench is unbearable. Or Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. But the same Bansidas Babaji Maharaj, when he would see Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur, he would say, oh, Manjari, Manjari has come. So he recognized who is in his Nitya Leela. And Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur also would never ever speak to his disciples in public about what did he do. He never reproached him, he never complained or never even gave any unfavorable opinion. So the Avadhutas are so much Avadhut that they can't explain why they are doing things. It's a trance. But it is no less a trance than a Bhajanananda is preaching. Prabhupada, when he was excessive of preaching, that also is a trance-like situation. So, one follows rules scrupulously, following the will of Krishna. Other doesn't follow these rules superficially, following the will of Krishna. So, they are both accepted as bona fide. But it is very difficult to... It's very easy to imitate, very difficult to understand. So therefore, Arjuna, what kind of succession he was in? Rajarshi. Arjuna was not expected to make disciples. He was not expected to give Diksha. He just was the good kings who understood the science. And by their behavior, they would encourage others also to follow the same behavior. Any other question? Ye purport ka jis saman mein aa gaya? Why it is said that those who don't follow the Vedas, they go in darkness. But others go in more bigger darkness even after following the Vedas. That is in short the whole understanding. Yes.
So, will they elevate themselves gradually because Vedas are like a cycle, like a chain? Means they are elevated little bit or they are going in more darkness. People are following so-called gurus and babas nowadays. So all this, they fit into these categories. So will they elevate themselves or degrade themselves?
No. That's what it says. It says, Tato bhuya, than that. Tato means more than that. Ivate tamo yau vidyayam rata. Ye koi mazak nahi hai, it's not a simple thing. Okay, I am doing something with the Vedas, it will help me. No. If you are using it in the wrong way, if you are using a machine in the wrong way, you will find that it is beyond repair now. That's what happens. So some miracle has to come in their life. Some real heavy intervention by a pure devotee.
Person who is just outright karmi, is he better than such kind of people then?
That's what he's saying here. Worse than those, tato bhuya. Those who are engaged in the culture of nascent activities are into darkness. So karmis are into darkness. But sometimes karmis know that they are into darkness. Like smokers know, they say, give my poison. They don't know it's poison. I was traveling from Bombay to Vrindavan and there was a group of Rajasthani people and honest, swear, nothing to do with him. So they started smoking, then they had paan, then they had paan parag, and one fellow, his teeth were so black, his tongue was also blackish. And then he took some paan parag and he said, ye bahut kharab cheez hai ye. Kept on popping. Bahut kharab cheez hai ye. He was knowing it's bad. What he could do? You are a slave to it. So it's very difficult to get out of it. It's not easy at all. Another reason is, when you are in the category of this maya pratha jnana, and there is always a chance for committing solid Vaishnava Aparad. If you are in that category and if you don't commit Aparad, then you are saved. Like Jagai Madai, they committed all kinds of Aparad against the Vedic culture. Abusing Brahmanas, abusing women, fighting, giving bad words, setting fire. They were like the Atataina, all kinds of aggression they did. But they didn't associate with Vaishnava, so there was no chance of committing Vaishnava Aparad. And once when they heard the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan party going, they said, hey, these rascals seem very nice, huh? So they said, hey, Nimai, why are you singing that Govind Gopal? Sing some Mangal Chandi, some Prarthana for Mangal Chandi. So, that one thing also worked for them. And at least once they praised Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. But these people who are so called only into Vedic verses, if you tell them these Hare Krishnas are having a nice program here, they say, what Hare Krishna? All day, Hare Ram, you think we will get God like that? Now, of course, this is said in Stobanam, Helanam, Va, the holy name thing will work. But if they have that deep-rooted anger, like the Sinmaya Swami, when he was, somebody was praising Prabhupada, he says, I can give a lecture 100 times better than Prabhupada. Why are you saying Prabhupada, Prabhupada? What is this? So much was anger in his heart. So there is a solid chance that you commit Vaishnava Aparad. And when you do that, plugged. Everything is plugged. The mercy is flowing, but you have plugged it successfully. Yes. Sorry?
Does real Vedas still exist, just academic point of view? Are they existing right now? Are the Puranas existing?
You mean to say written in nice some in a monastery underneath a 100-foot cave?
No, like
there are seven doors. And when you open the last door, there's a big library with all Puranas neatly arranged on leaf plates.
No, maybe some library or somewhere. Are they still available? I'm just from academic point of view. It's not.
Most are not. Most are lost. The Rig Veda is there, but then you have the Shukla Yajur Veda and the Kanva Rig Veda. So you have one particular thing which is coming from this particular professor and his disciplic line. Like somebody, Shakespeare wrote 600 dramas and 43 are available. It's not true. I'm just giving imaginary situation. So it is written somewhere that this day he completed the 600 drama. So now you know there are 600. But only 43 are existing. So due to passage of time, all these go. Moreover, in Kali Yuga, if people come to know the various kinds of weapons which can be manufactured, the various kinds of, that will be to our disadvantage. So by Krishna's will only, whatever is necessary is only made available. Yes, we move on to the 10th mantra. Mr. Ananitayuji, please sing.
Anyad eva hora vidyaya, anyad ahora vidyaya, iti shushrama dhiranam, yenastad vichachakshire.
It is anyad eva hora vidyaya, not avidyaya. The wise have explained that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge and a different result is obtained from the culture of nescience. You may say very simple, common sense. Why should we made into a verse? But how exactly the results differ, for that the purport is needed. See how confusing it is if you read a Ishopanishad without purports, and if it says that if you drink water, your thirst will be quenched. You say, so what? I know that already. If you eat food, you will not feel hungry after 2 hours. Okay, I know that. But what is the purport behind it? So, anyad evahur vidyaya, anyad ahur avidyaya. These two give different results. Iti shushruma dhiranam. Dhiranam is those who are sober. Dhiras tatrana muyati. This dhira word comes all the time. Any other verses where dhira comes? Dhira adhira janapriyo. That is a prarthana. Yeah, that I said. After that. Okay. Yeah, but that is a compilation. I'm saying from Shastra. Correct. It's not wrong. Make a note. This way you can, when you read various cantos or Chaitanya Charitamrita, make a collection of these verses which fall in that category. Very nice for preaching. As advised in chapter 13 of Bhagavad Gita, 13.8 to 12, one should culture knowledge in the following way. So, all the 18 items of 13 chapter 8 to 12 beginning with Amanitvam Adambitvam Ahimsa Kshantir Arjavam Acharyo Pasanam Shaucham Anyway, there are 18 items here. First, one should become a perfect gentleman and learn to give proper respect to others. This may look like all children coming to school should have their uniform very clean, boots polished, nails clipped, but it is necessary. So one should learn to give proper respect to others. One should not pose himself as a religionist simply for name and fame. One should not become a source of anxiety to others by actions of his body, by thoughts of his mind, or by his words. One should learn forbearance. What is forbearance? Tolerance. Even in the face of provocation from others. Greatness means the ability to tolerate provocation. Same here. One should learn to avoid duplicity in his dealings with others. What is duplicity? Jealousy. What is duplicity? Pretending to be what you are not. Muh mein Ram, bagal mein churi. Or bagla bhagati. Who's a bagla bhagat? Anyone knows what is bagla bhagat? Huh? A bagla stands on one leg as if I am aloof. Whatever is happening nearby, I am not concerned at all. But he's one eye looking for a fish. So as soon as the fish comes, he eats. So he's not actually showing that disinterest. He's interested. But because the target is not very near, he's showing that disinterest. That is, Indriyanam hi charatam yan mano anuvidyate. Indriyani pramathini. No, not Indriyani. Indriyani sayamya yasate manasa smaran. Indriyartan vimudatma mithya charasa uchyate. Correct. One should search out a bona fide spiritual master who can lead him gradually to the stage of spiritual realization. And one must submit himself to such a spiritual master, render him service, and ask relevant questions. In order to approach the platform of self-realization, one must follow the regulative principles enjoined in the revealed scriptures. One must be fixed in the tenets of the revealed scriptures. What are the tenets? Principles, rules, maxims. One should completely refrain from practices which are detrimental to the interest of self-realization. One should not accept more than he requires for the maintenance of the body. One should not falsely identify himself with the gross material body. Nor should one consider those who are related to his body to be his own. They look simple, but there is a big philosophy in every one of them. One should always remember that as long as he has a material body, he must face the miseries of repeated birth, old age, disease and death. There is no use in making plans to get rid of these miseries of the material body. The best course is to find out the means by which one may regain his spiritual identity. One should not be attached to more than the necessities of life required for spiritual advancement. One should not be more attached to wife, children and home than the revealed scriptures ordain. One should not be happy or distressed over desirables and undesirables, knowing that such feelings are just created by the mind. One should become an unalloyed devotee of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna and serve him with rapt attention. One should develop a liking for residence in a secluded place with a calm and quiet atmosphere. We'll try. Favorable for spiritual culture. And one should avoid congested places where non-devotees congregate. That is fulfilled in our place here. Half is there, half we are working on. One should become a scientist. Very good. Or philosopher. And conduct research into spiritual knowledge. Recognizing that spiritual knowledge is permanent, whereas material knowledge ends with the death of the body. Yes.
Or anybody. This person may be genuine and he is also seeking for spiritual. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that I preserve the faith of a person. So, aise logon ka kya hota hai? What is their destination?
Well, it's a tough question you're asking. We have seen those who are genuinely seeking, sometimes they go to somebody else. And those who get a bona fide spiritual master, they sometimes leave. So this idea of having your independence, that is still there. We always keep that in mind. The spirit soul is completely independent to his size, related to his size. So what happens when somebody with a real genuine search finds himself in front of a bogus spiritual master? We have to understand that desire is genuine. But getting a bogus spiritual master has something to do with the results of some previous actions. So Krishna feels that this should be tested. Let him go through this. This is how I am not sure this is my opinion, but this is the best opinion I have seen so far. Bhaktitirtha Swami was commenting on how people come to ISKCON and they leave. Or sometimes people say, I was genuine, but why my spiritual master went away? I'm swearing I was genuine. So he said, perhaps you had a bona fide spiritual master previously and you had left him. So now, at least for a time being, you have to suffer the reaction. He told us. I don't expect that you should all immediately accept it. I accept it a little bit. But I feel this is the best opinion so far. He says, otherwise, how do we explain? Do we explain that your guru went away because you are bogus? That's not possible. A bona fide guru can accept any number of disciples, and there might be some problematic cases in between them. But it's a fact. We may find somebody following someone and say, how genuinely is following this fellow? And what's there in it? It is just, he has to get over that. Very soon, maybe this life, next life, whatever, but he has to get over that reaction, has to come. So these are the 18 items. Prabhupada has straight away taken them from the Bhagavad Gita. Why? Anyone knows the reason? Knowledge. Normally when you see, this is how we are so far away, removed from what is knowledge. Like I did my commerce. So accounting, auditing, economics, that was considered knowledge. Some of you did science. Understanding the physical elements, chemistry, biology, that was seen as science. Those of you who did engineering, Ananita Prabhu, what did you do? Chemical engineering. Even that memory is very painful for him. What exactly were you studying as knowledge? You said you were learning how fluids which move from one pipe, if the diameter of the pipe is so much, and the force is so much, and how much liquid will be accommodated, something like that. Yeah. So this we think as knowledge. From fluid mechanics, he's gone to flute mechanics. From applied chemistry, he has come to Bhakti Rasayan. So, where is it said that becoming a gentleman means knowledge? Getting these habits, that is knowledge. But Krishna very categorically says, all these comprise knowledge, and whatever is agyan, yadato anyatha. Very, very precise and clear. No need to study what is ignorance. No need to study what is opposite of knowledge, what is agyan. So we don't study avidya. We just find out what is vidya. Everything else is avidya. These 18 items combine to form a gradual process. Here is the crux of the thing. You may say, ek ke baad ek aisa 18 item bola hai, when I do it? One should follow a spiritual master. Okay, I'm doing a little bit. One should become an unalloyed devotee. Right now. No, not right now, but start for it right now. I am reminded of a drama. I don't know why I get these memories. So there, one character, he has a mustache. And it's a false mustache. So in front of another character, that mustache falls off. So he says, yesterday there was a mustache. Today he says he doesn't have. He said, no, I never had it. He said, no, I'm sure you. I saw you yesterday in the evening. So then the fellow orders him, abhi moosh lagao. So he says, abhi say. That means start growing right now. So many times when it is said, one should become a pure devotee. So he says, right now? Right now means start right now. Begin the process. You may say, Krishna, I want to become your pure devotee immediately. Krishna says, okay, fine. So you say, 15 ghanta ho gaya, abhi tak I am not pure devotee anymore. One English devotee came here. You know this devotee from Birmingham or Manchester? What was his name? Starts with A, H. Dhir Shanta. So he says, your life is like a bucket. And Krishna is giving Krishna conscious realizations one drop at a time. So you put your tap full. There's the next drop coming. After some time again. So you go out, do some book distribution, do some chanting, and again come and see kitna pani hai. And nothing. If you start watching it, you feel so bored that when is going to get full? He says, don't worry. The tap is there. Some water is coming. The bucket is there. Not upside down. Put it properly. And just get on with your work. Sooner or later, it's going to be full. So that's how things will happen. You may find some pure devotee, he fills his tap. Itna jaldi bhar gaya? What happened to mine? Call somebody. Hey, chalo kora pump. But bhakti is an independent process. You don't have to see in some other tap. Iska jaldi bhar raha hai. You will have somebody whose tap is being, whose bucket is being more faster than you. And somebody says, kuch to aaya na, amara abhi ek bhi nahi aaya abhi tak. It's a fact. So just see how reassuring Prabhupada is. Hey, please focus. How reassuring Prabhupada is. These 18 items combine to form a gradual process by which real knowledge can be developed. Except for these, all other methods are considered to be in the category of nescience. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a great acharya, maintained that all forms of material knowledge are merely external features of the illusory energy, and that by culturing them, one becomes no better than an ass. What is the verse? Jada vidya jato mayar vaibhavo tumar bhajane badha. Avidya mohaya anitya samsare jiva ko banaye gadha. Badha and gadha. The same principle is found here in the Ishopanishad. Just see. The Ishopanishad. Last time we had a connection between a Ishopanishad verse and the song of an acharya. Quiz time. Last time we had a connection between a verse from the Ishopanishad. Yes, huh? Correct. Give me a big hand. What is the Ishopanishad verse? Let him. Yes. Atmaha. So here it is. Avidya, vidya give different kind of results. See, this is how a Upanishadic student is expected to use his own brains. Now, different doesn't mean good. It means a whole lot of things. By advancement of material knowledge, modern man is simply being converted into an ass. some materialistic politicians in spiritual guise. You know who he means. Some materialistic politicians in spiritual guise decry the present system of civilization as satanic. But unfortunately, they do not care about the culture of real knowledge as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Thus, they cannot change the satanic situation. Who is Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, Dark Lord, Evil? Whoever is he? Who is he? For a Vedic student, who is Satan or Satan? Huh? जोर से बोलो ना सब लोग चार सौ एक बार बोलो बंद हो गए एकदम माया इग्नोरेंस टॉलरेंस हु इज यू डोंट नो शनि इट्स माया इग्नोरेंस अविद्या सो This is a purport written in the late 50s maybe, early 50s. Ishopanishad Prabhupada started writing purports in his Back to Godhead. So therefore, some purports are linked to that situation where people are saying that some modern politicians, some materialistic politicians in spiritual guise, they decry. Decry means they cry. They lament that what is this? We are only breeding nonsense kind of students here. But unfortunately, they do not care about their culture of real knowledge. As it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Thus, they cannot change the satanic situation. So, we'll stop here. We'll meet on Monday. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.